Salaam alaikum to all of you dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. Alhamdulillah, we have blessed to go through this first 7 short wise quote of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. And now, in this session, we're going to begin analyzing hikmah number 8, where Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, إِذَا أَقْبَلَتْ الدُّنْيَا عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ أَعَارَتْهُ مَحَاسِنَ غَيْرِهِ وَإِذَا أَدْبَرَتْ عَنْهِ سَلَبَتْهُ مَحَاسِنَ نَفْسِهِ. When this world advances towards anyone with its favors, it attributes to him other people's good. And when it turns away from him, it deprives him of his own good. For the deeper understanding of this extraordinary wise quote of our master, we should first understand what is the meaning of the word ardiya. This word refers to something that has been given to someone but will be taken back from him later. And it also has this meaning of shame within it. Therefore, Imam says dunya's favor is an ardiya, is something shameful and will definitely be taken back. And by looking more deeply into Imam alayhi salam's words, we understand that having dunya in our favor means taking the credit for other people's hard work and achievements, and this is a shameful thing to do. And furthermore, when someone does this in order to have dunya in his favor, he needs to know that one day dunya will turn away from him, and not only all the credit that he stole from other people's achievements will be taken back from him, but even the credit of his own achievements will be taken from him. Also, by observing Imam's words, part of the letter 53 to Malik al-Ashtar in Nahjul Balagha, in such a society that the achievements and hard works of others, it has been credited to someone else, there will be no bright future, because the good and hard-working people will no more be motivated to work hard, and the bad and greedy and those people who are thirsty for power and popularity will also be encouraged to not working and correct their attitude. Therefore, in more precise perspective, we can say fake praises and glories, in the words of Imam, have been defined as iqbalu dunya, dunya's or the world's favor, which will be followed by idbaru dunya, its disfavor. There is this story about a man who came to his neighbor and borrowed his pot to make food. And in the time of its return, he put a smaller pot in it, which made the owner ask about it. And the neighbor answered that the bigger pot which you lent to me had a baby. So the owner, who saw that having an extra pot is in his favor, didn't say anything and took them both. Sometimes later, the same neighbor asked for his pot again. He gave it happily, thinking that this time the pot may give birth to twins. So time went by, and the neighbor didn't return the pot, and the owner went to him and asked for his pot, and he replied that your pot died. The owner, who was confused, said, "Pots don't die." The man replied, "The pot who gives birth will definitely die one day." Yes, brothers and sisters, fake glories and praises are ardiya, meaning they will not only be taken from you, but also will be taken your own true credits also. Indeed, a real servant of Allah Azza wa Jalla will never build his reputation on the achievements and hard work of others. And the favor or disfavor of dunya doesn't influence him. They are always fighting and striving on the path of truth and for the cause of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We also can observe the rejection of these kind of glories and praises in the words of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi and the esteemed leader of the Ummah, Imam Khomeini hafazullah.
من به شما عرض میکنم و همه هم این رو میگویم و گفتم و تکرار میکنم، مبادا اون صفاتی، خصالی، مناقبی که متناسب با وجود ولی عصر ارواحنا فدا هست، او رو اینها رو تنزل بدیم در سطح انسانهای کوچک و ناقصی مثل این حقیر و امثال این حقیر.
وقتی که کسانی اسم مبارک امیرالمومنین علیه السلام رو میارن یا اسم مبارک ولی عصر روحی فدا رو میارن، بعد اسم ما رو هم دنبالش میارن، تنم میلرزه من. اون حقایق نور مطلق با ماها که غرق در ظلمتیم، ما گیاه همین فضای آلوده دنیای امروزیم.
ای سلیمان زمان، بر مسند حکومت بنشین. ای داوود عصر، قضاوت کن. ای میراث بر پیامبران و امامان، راه به همه جهان بنما.
من خوف این را دارم که مطالبی که آقای اجازه فرمودند درباره من باورم بیاد. من خوف این را دارم که با این فرمایشات ایشون و امثال ایشون برای من یه غرور و انحطاطی پیش بیاد. من به خدای تبارک و تعالی پناه میبرم از غرور من. اگر خودم را برای خودم نسبت به سایر انسان‌ها یک مرتبتی قائل باشم، این انحطاط فکری است و انحطاط روحی.
امام بزرگوار، مرجع اعظم تقلید شیعیان، رهبر عظیم الشأن مسلمانان، ملجع و پناه مستضعفان جهان، علیک منا سلام الله ابدا ما بقیم.
من قبلا از آیه مشکینی گله کنم، ما اونقدری که گرفتار به نفس خودمون هستیم کافی است دیگه. مسائلی نفرمایید که انباشته بشد در نفوس ما و ما را به عقب برگرداند. شما دعا کنید که آدم بشیم، دعا کنید که حتی به همین ظواهر اسلام عمل بکنی. ما که دستمون به اون بواطن نمیرسد، لااقل به این ظواهر عمل بکنی.
تکبیر
ما همه سرباز خدا هستیم انشاءالله. نه تو سرباز منی، نه من سرباز تو. همه ما با هم قیام کردیم که اسلام را در اینجا زنده کنیم و انشاءالله به سایر جاها هم صادر کنیم.
So beware of glories and praises that you might receive from others, where in the narration of our beloved Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, it can be more harmful to you than if someone beheaded you. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha, so reach the peak wherever you are.
Wherever you are.